Welcome to another episode of the Kenyan Wall Street Podcast. This is the Startup Show. My name is Ali Mwakaneno Gakweli. And today we want to talk about agricultural insurance, specifically how we can leverage or how some companies are leveraging the blockchain technology to drive agricultural insurance in Kenya. And I'm sitting with two people from Etherisk. I'm sitting with Jan Stockhausen and Mikhail Berende. Jan is the chief legal architect at Etherisk, and Mikhail is the chief inclusive officer. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning or good afternoon to everybody.
Hi, Mwakaneno. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. So maybe just to get to know each other, can you tell me a little bit of what Etherisk does at a global scale?
All right. Well, Etherisk is actually a decentralized insurance ecosystem, and we have multiple entities, and together we have developed a decentralized open source insurance platform based on the Ethereum blockchain. And the solution that we have developed, we have called that the generic insurance framework, or the GIF. And what this platform makes possible is to digitize insurance products. And the best use case of applying also blockchain technology is with parametric insurance products. So products that base the claims payments on data that you can collect from online sources, for example. And the platform itself makes it possible to completely automate the whole life cycle of an insurance policy through smart contracts. And what a smart contract is, we'll talk about that in a minute, I would assume. But what it makes possible is to reduce, because of the automation, the operational costs of insurance, and also increase the speed of transactions and create a much better transparency around the decisions that are made. And together with my colleague who is sitting next to me, Jan Stockhausen, we had within the Etherisk ecosystem, Etherisk Impact. And that focuses on inclusive insurance or insurance in emerging markets, targeting, for example, smallholder farmers. And we also run the project with Acre Africa in Kenya.
Which is something that I would really, really love to discuss as the podcast goes. But then I am what people would describe to as a layperson. So you might have to break down some terms for me. What is parametric insurance?
Well, parametric insurance is basically an insurance contract which works on a set of predetermined parameters. Like Michiel was just explaining, it basically works with data sets. So rather than assessing damage, like in the case of normal indemnity insurance, you would work on the data that you receive from data sources and determine whether or not statistically the damage is to be expected, and you pay out on that basis rather than actually assessing the damage on the ground. In the case of weather index insurance, this would basically mean that rather than if you're insuring the crop of a farmer, rather than traditionally you would send an insurance claims assessor out, he would go onto the field and see how much crop of the farmer is actually damaged. And in the case of a parametric insurance, you basically say, okay, the farmer is, his field is in this location. We know that the weather data in this season was such, and there was maybe too much rain or too little rain, so excess rainfall or drought. And you have certain set triggers for this. And you say, okay, if there's, I don't know, so many days of no rainfall, then this classifies as a drought, and the farmer will have to expect a damage to his crop of this percentage. And you then basically take these statistics and say you pay out a claim on that, or you make a payout on that level, on that basis. You basically say, okay, statistically the farmer expects after this type of weather, he expects this this much damage, and we're just going to pay it rather than sending someone in the field to assess the damage. So this makes the insurance a lot cheaper because you can process the claims with a lot less human involvement. And it also makes this type of insurance a perfect use case for digital insurance products, and especially based on blockchain technology.
What I think, what I'd like to add over here, that we, for example, use weather data that we can collect from satellites or weather stations with sensors in the field that are also connected to the internet or connected through mobile phones or mobile networks, and transfer this information. And that is the kind of data we're looking for.
To get clarity here, what you're trying to say is parametric insurance is more probabilistic in nature, in that it covers the probability of, you know, a certain predefined event happening, and sort of calculates the payout in that predefined scheme, and the payout is triggered by the occurrence of that event. So, for example, a certain adverse change in weather pattern in the case of agricultural insurance, is that right?
Yes, and perhaps also to make a sidestep to outside agriculture insurance. So what we also have done is we do, for example, flight delay insurance. And as you know, the information about arrival times and departure times of airplanes, that is publicly available data. And based on that information, you could also define if a flight has been delayed with 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And based on that information, you could execute a payment. And something similar you could do for weather data.
Maybe something that I'd like us to, you know, illuminate more light here is the blockchain aspect. And when you say that Etherisk utilizes the Ether blockchain technology, what do you exactly mean?
I think one of the things is that... should we dive a little bit about also the basics of blockchain technology, or would you like to move to smart contracts immediately?
No, I prefer that you dive in into a little bit on the blockchain technology, and then we can proceed to smart contracts.
Of course. So in short, blockchain technology, or sometimes also called as distributed ledger technology, is in a way a decentralized digital database or a digital ledger. And the information that is stored in this database is not stored in, at one central point, but at several points simultaneously. And once this information is at all these same locations, there is consensus about the data. Everybody sees the same data and knows that this data is correct. Once this data is on the blockchain, for example, a transaction. And once it is on the blockchain, it's not possible to change this data without consensus. And this removes the need for an intermediary, like a bank that is verifying the transactions. And because of that fact, it becomes possible also, as I always use the example, to program money. And when you start programming money or assets, then you speak about smart contracts. And the Ethereum blockchain is actually is also the first blockchain where you can program smart contracts on chain. And so when you create this smart contract, you can, a smart contract is like a if then rule. And also the example I often use is the one of a vending machine. You have a vending machine with a number of products in it. You can select one product. And if you put in enough money, you can select this product and the product will come out automatically. So here you have removed the need for a person behind the counter. A smart contract is the advanced version of the vending machine, but now you can do this with assets as money. And then you can create a smart contract. So if a certain amount of rain has fallen, then a payment must be made. Or if a certain period of drought has occurred, then a payment will be made. So it is a smart contract, is a series of if-then rules. In the life cycle of an insurance policy, we could say, well, if a certain premium has been paid, then automatically the policy will be issued. And so you can go from the moment that premium is collected to the moment that a payment is made to a farmer. And in Kenya, you have the great opportunity to also connect that to M-Pesa. And then you have a fully automated process and removing the need of people in this process up to a very minimum level. And therefore, you can make insurance much cheaper and more affordable also for small farmers.
Right. Now that I have a better grasp of what smart contracts and blockchain fits into the big picture, how does it look like from an insurance point of view? Before we delve into agriculture insurance, how does insurance using smart contracts differ from traditional insurance, specifically in terms of the benefits it provides for the insured parties?
So if you take a traditional insurance contract or an insurance policy, you will note that it also follows the if-then logic that Michiel just described. So it also has normally, if this event occurs, then an insurance payment will be made, provided that you've paid the premium. And this logic can be essentially translated into computer code, essentially an insurance smart contract. Then you basically can automate the entire life cycle of an insurance product with these smart contracts, which describe the entire business process behind the insurance policy. So perhaps we'll explain this to you on the basis of the example or the use case that we've developed together with Acre Africa in Kenya. So the way it works there is basically the farmer can sign up for the insurance product from his feature phone. The insurance product is distributed through a network of farm input suppliers and experienced farmers in the communities, which they call village champions. Every time the farmer buys a bag of seeds, this will include a scratch card. And the scratch card has a USSD code on it. When the farmer goes to his field to plant the seeds for the season, he can uncover this code on the card, and he can register the code using the USSD function of his feature phone. Basically, by SMS, he can send the code and sign up for the insurance. And the basic insurance premium is paid. And it's included in the price of the seeds. Essentially, they refer to this as a freemium model. And the farmer can then top up or make top-up payments in order to increase his cover through M-Pesa. Once he's sent this USSD code through the by SMS, he will be registered by the platform and his insurance policy will be activated. And then the smart contracts of the generic insurance framework will be tracking the local weather in his location, which we know because we can triangle his position when he is planting his seeds at that moment. And then we will track the local weather throughout the season. And as soon as the parameters for a drought or for excess rainfall are met, the smart contract can make a payment immediately. Like Michiel was saying, the data source we use in this case is the ARC2 data satellite, but there is a myriad of weather sources that are becoming available, and a lot of people are doing really very groundbreaking work on discovering new sources. So one of the advantages of this type of product is that it will be incredibly accurate with more data sources coming online. So this is how it works, and as you can imagine, since the whole process is digitized, the payments can be made incredibly fast, and this was one of the main problems that farmers had with traditional insurance or non-digital insurance, because it's the payouts would take sometimes 3 months, sometimes even 6 months. We've heard of other insurance companies that took up to 2 years to make payments. So I guess it's needless to say that for a farmer who loses his crop in a season, they don't work with a very large capital basis. They need the insurance payment as soon as possible, so they can maybe replant in that season and save the season, or at least be able to prepare for the next season. If they don't have any cash to do that, they go into a downward spiral and have to rely on informal money lenders and this kind of service, and that is normally traps them in a poverty cycle. So we can make a huge difference by making the payments a lot faster. In the season that we've just closed in Kenya, we were able to make the first payments during the season. So before the actual end of the season, we were already starting to make payments to the farmers, which is, of course, to compare to what was known to the farmers hitherto, unheard of.
There's two things that I've noticed just based on this interaction and me reading about Ethereum Online. And one of the claims that you have is, rightly so, you are making agricultural insurance more affordable. And we both know that affordability is one of the key barriers when it comes to insurance, period, and agricultural insurance in this case. And you were looking to make insurance premiums in small installments as low as 50 cents. How do you balance between, you know, making the premiums here affordable and as friendly as possible to the farmers, and being able to, you know, making beneficial payouts on time from a financial and cost perspective?
Well, one thing, maybe to make that clear, Etherisk is basically the technology platform that allows insurance companies and insurance services providers such as Acre Africa to deliver their insurance products much faster and much more efficiently. And it has the potential to achieve a lot of cost reductions by digitizing the product and relying on less human resources. It makes it a lot faster and a lot more transparent. So this is what we make possible. What needs to be clear is that we do not design the insurance product. So the insurance product itself, that's designed by the experts or the actuarial team at Acre Africa. And what we do is we take an existing insurance product with all its calculations and parameters, and we put that onto the blockchain and digitize it. So we don't necessarily get involved with the calculations of how much premium do you need to charge to still be financially viable. That is something that Acre Africa would be doing. I believe, and they have insured, I think, over 1.7 million farmers since Acre Africa has come into existence a few years ago. So they're very successful at what they're doing, and they are reaching out to a large number of farmers.
Based on your previous answer, so in this relationship between you and Acre Africa, what you mostly have is the platform side of things, and then they handle the insurance side of things.
Yes, that's correct. I think in this the context that we normally operate is we work with multiple parties, right? In the Acre Africa case, we have Acre Africa, who's the lead partner to develop and provide and distribute the insurance product. They have also the relationship with the local insurance companies in Kenya and the reinsurance companies. Then we work with weather data suppliers. And in the Kenya case, it's ARC2 satellite data. We connect with a payment platform. And in this case, it is the M-Pesa platform. But of course, we can connect with any kinds of mobile or payment gateways. We are depending on the distribution network, and which is, for example, the farm input suppliers or village champions. So it is an ecosystem that you need to be able to deliver the insurance product. What our platform does is it allows to connect all these various players on the system, and where we, thanks to blockchain technology, offer a single source of truth. Right, that is blockchain technology, and we make it possible that all the relevant stakeholders also can see what's happening. We build a trust also for the risk carriers, that they see that the payments that are made are valid payments. We can share information with a regulator that wants to be certain that also the consumer is protected and that they are receiving a fair product. In many cases, especially in inclusive insurance, you always see also donors involved or parties that have given grants, so that they are also certain that the money that has been made available to distribute such a product is also spent in the way it's supposed to spend. So our platform creates this, what we call a trustless environment, where using the benefits of blockchain technology, you know that money that goes in the direction where it's supposed to be at a very low cost automatically, and therefore making insurance fair and transparent, fast. That's a little bit the context that we are operating in.
Something that you mentioned earlier on the preparatory bit of this podcast was you've of course ran agriculture insurance in other parts of the world, like Sri Lanka for proof of concept. How different is say the Kenyan, the East African agricultural market when it comes to insurance as compared to Sri Lanka? And what are some of the things that you picked up when you're testing the proof of concept that would perhaps benefit the proof of scale in this case?
As you mentioned, we've done a smaller scale pilot in Sri Lanka, and then had the possibility to do a much larger scale project together with ACA Africa in Kenya. And we must say the experience couldn't be different. Kenya was extremely attractive to us for this type of project because it's one of Africa's undisputed technology hubs. The workforce in Kenya that we found is incredibly educated. They are highly professional and really on the ball. Of course, it's also from a time zone. It was more convenient. And what was also particularly attractive for this project was the widespread use of mobile money in Kenya, the M-Pesa mobile payment network through which we are processing the premium payments and also the payouts is of course a central part of the infrastructure that we need in order to be able to these policies.
Last two questions as we approach the end of the podcast here is based on your experience in agriculture and insurance in Kenya and Sri Lanka, what are some other opportunities you see? It's still within the agricultural, you know, ecosystem, like when it comes to the distribution of farm inputs or the collection of harvest and the distribution of payments. What are some of the other areas where the Etherisk technology could benefit the ecosystem?
I think it is important to know that not only in Kenya, but if you look at a global scale, more than 270 million farmers have actually no insurance or hardly any insurance. Less than 3% of the 270 million farmers have got any form of insurance. So I think here already is a major opportunity of reaching those farmers who are basically also responsible of producing the food for the globe. And looking at what's happening right now in terms of climate change and climate risks, I think there's a huge gap to be filled on providing protection to these farmers. And what we are looking at is how can we include the complete agricultural value chain in solving this problem of risk. I think right now there's an unfair distribution of the risk that is mostly taken by, for example, smallholder farmers, while the end consumer will find out a way to get his food. And what we will try to accomplish is that we spread this risk over the value chain, from the consumer to the off-takers to the producers. And I think now when you are using blockchain technology, there is a way to also make sure that this happens. And we're also looking at in how we can redefine the way how risk capital is made available, where you see that in the traditional industry, it's very difficult to make this kind of capital available. Only limited parties are able to benefit in making capital available. I think by using blockchain technology, we can also bring in individual investors and also find solutions that actually also a farmer himself or herself will be able to benefit of risk capital that's made available.
Yeah, so it's I think this is to answer your question, what other areas can we cover? This is something we are very actively working on. We are looking at a staking model, which Michiel just sort of hinted to, where basically investors from the decentralized finance community can stake their crypto assets in order to provide risk capital in risk pools that we are managing with smart contracts on our platform, and that will then be able, or these risk pools that will then be able to carry or cover real world risks for those farmers. And as Michiel said, it's of course there's the problem for smallholder farmers at the moment is they are very heavily dependent on climate, which is constantly changing and becomes more and more volatile. And this is why a lot of large insurers shy away from insuring them, and they struggle to find ways to bring insurance to those farmers that is affordable to them. Also, part of it is also that there's a lot of regulation, so the barrier to entry is very high for insurance business, and we are hoping to change that on the basis of decentralized solutions based on staking models on the blockchain.
Thank you so much, Michiel and Jan. This is all I had for this podcast. It's an honor to have you on this platform, and I'd love to have you guys one more time just to talk about some of the other products that Etherisk offers and how they could benefit the Kenyan and the African ecosystem.
It's an honor for us to be on your podcast. We've enjoyed the conversation, and we love Kenya, and as Michiel said, we travel to Kenya quite often at the moment, and we couldn't be happier to sort of be able to talk about this here in this forum.
Thank you so much for having us.